I want to be upfront about the limits of this before I tell you what actually helps. AI is not a treatment for anxiety. What it is sometimes is a decent first responder for the 2 a.m. spiral before you can get real support. There's a specific kind of anxious spiral that doesn't respond well to just breathe, the racing thought kind, where your brain is generating catastrophe after catastrophe faster than you can talk yourself down. I've had those. What actually helps in that moment isn't calm advice. It's structure, because a spiraling mind needs somewhere to put its energy, not an instruction to stop. This is where AI is genuinely useful, not as therapy, but as a structured off-ramp you can access at any hour. Before anything else, if you're in crisis or having thoughts of harming yourself, please contact a crisis line or emergency services right now rather than opening a chat window. This article is for everyday stress and anxious spirals, not acute crises. The CBT-style reframe, done properly. Cognitive behavioral therapy's core move is separating the thought from the fact. Noticing that, I'm going to lose my job, is a thought, not a confirmed outcome, and examining the evidence for and against it. AI is decent at walking you through this structure when your own head is too loud to do it alone. Thought record prompt. I'm having this anxious thought. State it exactly as it's running through your head. Walk me through a CBT-style thought record. What's the evidence for this thought? What's the evidence against it? And what's a more balanced thought that still feels honest, not falsely positive? That last clause matters. A reframe that's dishonestly cheerful doesn't help. Your nervous system doesn't buy it any more than you do. It'll probably be fine, rarely lands. A specific, evidence-based, still realistic reframe usually does. Physiological interruption. First, thinking second. When anxiety is high enough, you can't think your way out of it. The body needs to come down first. This is basic nervous system physiology, not a stoic or Ayurvedic idea, but it's worth pairing with both. Ask for this directly. Walk me through a 4-7-8 breathing exercise right now, one step at a time, and keep me company through it. It sounds almost too simple to type out, but having something actively guiding you through the counts in real time works better than trying to remember the pattern yourself mid-spiral. Naming the catastrophe out loud. Anxious thoughts lose some power when they're forced into specific language instead of staying as a vague dread. This is closer to stoic premeditatio malorum than pure CBT, deliberately examining the worst case instead of avoiding it. Worst case examination prompt. Help me examine the worst case scenario I'm afraid of. Name it. Don't reassure me it won't happen. Instead, help me think through. If it did happen, what would I actually do? Most catastrophic thoughts get quieter once there's a real plan behind them, even a rough one. The mid-spiral grounding prompt. Sometimes you don't need insight. You need to get out of your head and back into your body for 2 minutes, full stop. Simple and effective. Guide me through a 5-4-3-2-1 grounding exercise right now. 5 things I can see, 4 I can touch, 3 I can hear, 2 I can smell, 1 I can taste. Walk me through it slowly. This works because it's nearly impossible to spiral and pay close attention to your senses at the same time. What this can't do. AI has no ability to recognize when stressed has quietly become clinically anxious or depressed. No training to catch warning signs a therapist would notice immediately. and no memory of your history unless you provide it fresh each time. It's a tool for everyday stress, not a diagnostic system and not ongoing care. Worth saying plainly, if anxiety is a regular significant presence in your life rather than an occasional spike, please talk to a doctor or therapist. These tools are for taking the edge off a hard moment. They are not a substitute for real treatment, and no one should rely on a chatbot instead of getting proper support. What I actually use in order. Body first, the breathing or grounding prompt. Then, if my head's clear enough, the thought record. I've stopped expecting either to fix the underlying anxiety. They're not supposed to. They're just enough to get me from spiraling to steady, so I can get through the next hour and, when needed, actually reach out to someone who can help with the rest.